Okay, I'm here in Singapore in St. Andrew's School in one of their very nice IT suites with very new machines. How old are the machines?
About 3 months old,
these machines. And I'm told that at the end of the session this morning, you're allowed to take one with you. So, and this is a podcasting workshop, and my volunteer is Jean. Jean, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Jean Rukert. I'm an American working at the American School. I've been about 9 years in Singapore. My 19th year of teaching Spanish in high school.
That's it?
I teach levels 1 and 4 Spanish.
Tell me what you do in the holidays. Let's not talk about the school. Tell me what you do in the holidays.
It depends on the holiday. If it's local, I enjoy, aside from relaxing, I also enjoy water sports, so I like to go diving nearby. Plenty of places in Asia as well. I'm not much of the beach bunny. I don't like to lay out in the sun all day long. That's too boring for me. I like to kayak. I like to go for walks and hikes. Holiday exploring sometimes, just visiting new cities and regions. And
tell me about scuba diving. I've always been frightened of scuba diving because it's this thing of being under the water is, you know.
It's a fascinating other world. And if in my case, sometimes if you can just get into the breathing pattern, the rhythm of slowing down, the best diving is where you don't move very far. You just stay in one spot, a very small spot, and it's amazing the aqua life that's there.
Okay. That was an interesting comment. If you get used to breathing underwater, I suppose if you don't breathe underwater, then you probably, it's not a pleasant experience.
No. But one of the key things you have to learn in diving is you just have to continue breathing. You don't want to hold your breath or stop breathing. And the slower that you can breathe, you can slow down your pace, the more, of course, you'll hold on to the oxygen in your tank. You won't use it up so quickly.
Okay. How long do you normally stay underwater?
Usually about 40, 50 minutes, depending on the depth.
Yes. What's your most pleasant experience underwater? Dangerous question.
Pleasant in terms of seeing things probably was in an area called Koh Nanuan in Thailand, not far from Koh Samui. Just the diversity of coral life and sea life, but at the same time fascinating. We're down by some udang oil rigs off in Indonesia, simply because it was forever down. It was, you had to be very careful, but there are large schools of fish and some very different, again, it's a different world down there. It's completely different.
I think I stay on the surface, actually. Jean, thank you. We took about 3 minutes there, which is about right, so thank you very much. Okay, could